That left at British cultural institutions in anxious uncertainty. The British Museum was still waiting for clarity from the government on whether it should close, a spokeswoman said in a telephone interview. Some prominent theaters announced that they were shutting their doors. The Royal Court said in a statement posted on Twitter that many in the British art world will struggle to weather the crisis and urged financial support. Alex Rushmer, the chef and restaurateur who owns Vanderlyn in Cambridge, England, said on Twitter, "I have a fully booked restaurant this week, for now, and now I am in a position where I have to make a decision whether or not to place food and wine orders for the next 7 days. I feel numb." Opposition leaders said the lack of a government order to shut down might make it impossible for businesses to claim insurance. "They will merely close and never reopen," said Ian Murray, a Labour Party lawmaker. "These businesses don't have large cash reserves, and many survive week to week." Mr. Johnson's advisors conceded their communication strategy has been flawed. When he addressed the crisis last week, the Prime Minister called for only modest action, urging those with symptoms of the virus to stay at home, advising elderly people to avoid cruises and asking schools to halt field trips abroad. He opted not to curtail sporting events, even as he warned the virus would likely cause a significant death toll. The Premier League went ahead and canceled its schedule of soccer matches on its own. On Monday, Mr. Johnson dropped any pretense of nonchalance. He said people over the age of 70 should avoid non-essential contact for the next 12 weeks. And he said anyone with symptoms of the virus should stay in isolation for 14 days, as should their family members. Such precautions were especially crucial in London, he said, since it was a few weeks ahead of the rest of the country in the virus's spread.